If you think about an infant that's learning how to walk, it's a huge apprenticeship, mainly because we're trying to get onto these two little things called feet, and to do that requires balance, it requires knowing where you are in space. As I said, it's a huge apprenticeship for a little person to learn how to stand and then start walking. Little people have kind of an advantage in that they don't have big muscles and strength to keep them upright. So they may start to stand up, and you may have seen this before in an infant learning how to walk or how to stand. They'll stand up, they'll wobble a little bit, and if they feel that they're not quite centered and they don't have the stability to lift one foot off the ground, what do? They go back to the ground, they fall, they tumble, and then they'll crawl for, you know, another few days or weeks even. Adults, on the other hand, you and I, big people, we obviously stand. Granted, we're able and are able to stand upright in gravity. And because we have strength and we're not as sensitive to the shifts in our center of mass, we can get away with a lot of things. Take this example, for instance. If you have a book sitting beside you, if you're at a table or a coffee cup or even a chair beside you, tip it a little bit so that it almost falls over. So you tip it on an edge. If it's a stool is the best example, or a chair, and you teeter it just on the verge to where if you don't hold on to it, it's going to fall the other way. Just play with that. And if you let it suspend in air, sooner or later, unless of course it's perfectly balanced, if you just push a little bit, it will fall over, unless of course you catch it. It does that because it doesn't have a brain. There's no muscles holding it up, keeping it from falling. And that little kid, that infant that's learning how to teeter, learning how to stand, not exactly the same as a chair that you're tipping over, because they do have a brain, but they sense that their balance isn't there and they drop to the ground. Us, on the other hand, bigger people, you and I, we may not be perfectly centered in our posture, in our standing, but we won't fall over. You've got this brain that's keeping you from falling flat on your face or falling back or to the left or to the right. Try it. See, if you stand up and you start to go too far forward on your feet, something will catch you. If you go too far back, something will catch you. Unless, of course, there's like a big body of water or a cushy thing that you can fall back onto, your brain will not let you fall on your face. Imagine if you lived your entire life slightly out of a perfect sort of center for your body in standing or in any position. It would mean that your muscles are having to hold you up, even if just the most minute amount. And what happens over time, over years, over decades, is we get into these familiar postures where our center of mass is outside of a certain base of our support, and our muscles end up supporting us unnecessarily. Over time, they start to do the job of our bones, of our skeleton, and that's why a lot of us suffer from really tight, chronic muscles that end up feeling like bones because they've been worked so hard. So if you consider in a day all the times, all the moments where you might be out of this center of mass, where you're using more muscle effort than you need to, more tension is being produced than need be, how over a day, over years, over decades, that could cause a lot of chronic issues. And we see it, I see it all the time in my practice with people's backs that are sore, knees, necks, shoulders, you name it. So consider these ideas, and I want to encourage you to try this little scan that I'm going to bring you through, which is a really simple, easy, quick way to start to get these ideas and feel how to know when you're out of your center of mass, when you're not in what I would like to call potent posture. And then after the fact, imagine what it would be like to learn how to move in all sorts of different orientations, be it on the ground, coming to sit, coming to stand, running, lifting weights, gardening, all the activities that you do. If you were to learn how to efficiently move your body through space such that you're using the least amount of effort possible and moving in a functional, potent way.